This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. So much is happening that we could go in a couple of different directions here. I always say that this show is about the buzz in your backyard. And ultimately, what is the buzz in your backyard? What are people talking about? And I would arguably say heat. I mean, it's the heat that is crippling to so many people, and it is the common denominator among all of us. What's going on with the heat and the Chicago violence? I think the fact that five people were killed in one day's time, and that number ratcheted up, and it's very, 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 very sad. Absolutely incredible what continues to go on in Chicago when they tell us that it's getting better. But it's really not. And then I read a story about a scam that will boil your blood. So wait till you hear about that. That's coming up. I guarantee it will boil your blood. How's that for what we call a tease? Sad stuff in California. The fires, the death toll rises to 7 because of that car wildfire. It's just absolutely awful. I talked about Chicago and how awful that is, too, with how many people have been killed with this chaos of a gunman opening fire, and it's gang-related. It looks like it's a targeted thing, but yet so many other innocent people get wounded and killed. And then in Pittsburgh, this would make you talk all out throughout Pennsylvania and the Northeast. 7 rail cars from a freight train derailed in Pittsburgh. So the shipping containers, which are enormous and weigh a ton, tumbled down the hill onto the light rail tracks below. It is a miracle nobody was injured in that. No injuries and no hazardous material, because they weren't taking hazardous stuff. The train was coming from northern New Jersey to Chicago. 3 locomotives, 57 loaded intermodal rail cars. So how many tons? 4,838 tons is what one weighs. 7,687 feet long. And it's usually clothes, electronics, food, that kind of stuff. So the shipping container slid down the hillside, and that was it. Extensive damage. They're saying, you know what, it's going to take a long time to get this all cleaned up. And there was spillage. You know what the spillage was? Ready for this? Not hazardous. It was Listerine. So they're telling the people, if you smell something, it's Listerine, because that's part of what was being hauled in the freight train that derailed. I think the key thing here is it's just absolutely miraculous that nobody was killed. Nobody was killed. Really? Wow. Thank goodness. Thank goodness. How about this for found, not found. How about this for we wish we could find her? A black SUV, they say now, was circling the Brooklyn, Iowa neighborhood where Molly Tibbetts was staying on the night she went missing, according to a neighbor. But, boy, people are just so horrified by this University of Iowa student gone missing, where she was running, apparently, and that's the last she was seen. She was jogging. She was dog-sitting at her boyfriend's house. So you've got the FBI involved in this. There's a lot of questions going on. You have Molly Tippett's father, who's been all over TV saying, just bring her back, please, whatever. We need her back. But there's been hundreds of leads, which happen sometimes in these cases, but no answers. Just the search continues. You know, the reward money is up to $260,000. And they're hoping that this will lead to her return. I mean, that's what they're thinking. But, you know, as more days go by, and this town is just a small little town, and it has really, really shook them up. For some of you listening in small towns, you know what that means. When everybody knows everybody, and they're incredibly horrified for the family and saddened, and we'll see what comes of this. It would be great if they could find her and she's alive and she's fine, but you know, who knows. Just sad story, that's for sure. Talk about sad stories, as we're kind of giving you the greatest hits from the recap of over the weekend. I think the story about the 9-year-old boy from North Carolina who was selling his organic lemonade had a gun pushed into his stomach, and he was robbed, and the suspect got away, and this was in Charlotte. The suspect, North Carolina, this was a kid who was just selling lemonade, but the suspect gets away, and they found a BB gun not far, like in the woods, where they think he dumped the gun and the camouflage hat and then took off on a bike somewhere. But they don't know who. They just have these leads. So what do you tell your 9-year-old son who is selling lemonade and then that happens? His family said they just explained to him that bad things do happen to good people. You never know when it's going to happen to you. You just got to pray and be glad that you're safe, because they don't want to ruin or squash this attitude this kid has. And, you know, they were out there selling lemonade again, but this time the mother and the father were with him. So he set up his lemonade stand in the neighborhood so he could, and check this out. He set up the lemonade stand in his neighborhood so he could buy a new lawnmower for his other weekend business. Did I say the kid is 9? Yeah. 9 years old. Robbing a 9-year-old kid of his lemonade money. Boy, that's got to be somewhere up there with low, and even lower, I would say. Ooh. If we were talking sports, and we were talking about perceptions, and we were talking about iconic and the clash with a terrible story, Urban Meyer, who's the legendary Ohio State coach, is on administrative leave. They're investigating what happened at Ohio State with a guy named Zach Smith. Zach Smith was fired, but he was accused of domestic violence against his wife. And in 2015, there was an incident that bubbled up where his now ex-wife, Courtney Smith, had shared pictures of injuries through text messages that she shared with all kinds of people, including Urban Meyer's wife. When he was put on the spot and asked at Big Ten Media Day if he knew anything about abuse allegations made by his Courtney Smith, Zach Smith's ex-wife, he said he didn't know anything about that, and that got him into hot water. Stay with us.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play around. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
How you doing, America? Wouldn't it be great if we had no cares and we could hang out and listen to Diana Krall and drink our favorite cocktail, which could be, by the way, one that's not necessarily loaded with alcohol, especially if we're in Mexico. Woo! The stories abound about people having things put in little amounts of liquor where they've blacked out. That would be a scary thing to happen, wouldn't it? How about this story? This was a shocking one for you. It'll make your blood boil. I often wonder about this. There have been problems where occasionally there'll be an area where mail isn't delivered, and then it turns out somebody wasn't delivering the mail, and they were hoarding it and putting it in their garage or whatever. And you know when someone says to you still, even today, didn't you get the check? The check was in the mail. Didn't you get the check? Well, a former postal worker escaped prison for orchestrating a scheme to cash stolen money orders. But the middlemen had a little trouble. So a federal judge sentenced the last of the three accomplices to prison, ordering them to spend a year and a day in custody for this 15-month scheme. How did it all work out? So what they did was, and they were ordered to make restitution, $22,000 for one of them, $18,000 for another, and $4,700 for another one. It was like this big scam, and it all went down in a federal court in Camden. The postmaster's errors set the stage for the thefts that reached up to $100,000. And here's what happened. the manager of the new Lisbon post office in an area I know, because this is where I grew up, in Pemberton Township, didn't return a machine that printed money orders when the Postal Service introduced new technology in 2013. So guess what happened? The postmaster was transferred to another office, neglected to destroy 180 loose money orders that could be printed without the outdated machine. So one of them started working about a year later at that office. There was the printing machine. It was stored in a cabinet. Oh, that's so easy. And then the rest is history from there. Then it all unravels because guess what? They can start to use it. And that's exactly what they did. It's more complicated than that. They cashed them at post offices in the Philly area and then some other places, too. So that's one story about the mail. Then there's another story about this ex-postal worker admitting he burned 20 tubs of mail. Lafayette, Louisiana. I was just in the great state of Louisiana. I was in NOLA for a speech and talked to a bunch of people from Lafayette, in fact. But anyway, this former postal worker pled to guilty to destroying the mail. So 50-year-old Mark Thompson, I'm going to say your name, Mark Thompson, pled guilty to one count of what they call delay or destruction of mail by a postal employee. He had a rural route, and instead of delivering the mail, he took it home from December 1st, 2016, until May 1st, 2017. He burned it. He says he burned about 20 tubs of mail. He faces up to 5 years in prison, 3 years of supervised release, and a $250,000 fine. I ask you, probably didn't feel like delivering it. You know, what was the reason for doing that? What's the reason? Then there's another story. I told you it'd make your blood boil, maybe, or just gives you pause. I have a great mailman. I got to make sure that I give him a nice little Christmas bump, right? Isn't that what you're supposed to do? Anyway, there was a postal worker who hoarded 17,000 pieces of undelivered mail in New York City. And he told investigators he was overwhelmed by the amount of mail he had to deliver. And so he said that he tried to deliver the important mail. How do you decide what's the important mail? Well, this is nothing. This is just solicitation. They found 10,000 pieces of mail in his car. So he had them in his car, 6,000 in his apartment, and 1,000. This is the crazy part. So first of all, your car, come on, because people will see it eventually, right? Then in the apartment, a little safer, but 1,000 in his work locker. Let me just stuff all this mail in here. I don't feel like delivering it. I'm overwhelmed. So I'm just going to stuff it in the locker. Woo. Boy, it makes you wonder, huh? And I'm sure there's other stories of that are out there. I know there are because I've heard them before. I mean, and hey, listen, it's like I said, I have a great mail person. And think of how many people are out there working and doing it, and it's fine. And they often are so good about watching your mail or noticing something or whatever. That's how my mail carrier is. He's a good guy. But the burning of the mail and then the hoarding of it, they'd have the pieces of mail. And I'm assuming, I did send an email to somebody about this, that they'll deliver it. So if some of these people will get mail a year later, perhaps, or even longer, because he was holding it. But at least it's there. The other guy, he burned the mail. So smart and stupid at the same time. Smart because he didn't want any evidence, so he just burned it. But those people, they're not getting that mail back. So who knows where it goes. Hey, so I do have a job where you don't have to hoard the mail or set it on fire because you're exhausted or any of that kind of stuff. I was just looking at something about Nutella. And their Nutella is this kind of chocolatey thing, this famous Italian chocolate and hazelnut spread, and a lot of people use it. A lot of Europeans use it, but in America it's become kind of a big deal too. So the company that makes it, the Ferrero Company, says they're looking for 60 sensory judges who will be paid for tasting their products. They have such worldwide demand that many riots broke out in France in January when they discounted containers of the spread. It's so popular in the U.S. that Costco started offering its own version this year. So they're recruiting non-professionals to do this. They put a job ad out to see if, you know, if they could get these volunteers. There is a problem for most of us in the U.S. You'd have to go to their headquarters in Alba, which is in the northwest part of Italy, which is famous for white truffles, of course, and a whole bunch of other great things. And 60 volunteers, I'll say that number again, if they're selected to be the testers, it'll be a 3-month training course, and it starts in September. So it's designed to sharpen your sense of taste and smell, as well as teach you the correct terminology to describe the reactions. And then they select 40 recruits for 2 tasting panels. Then the finalists will be offered part-time positions that would allow them to do other side hustles. No experience required, right? I don't know. Could that be an interesting job or what? Because I'm assuming that you would get, you would get paid for it. But what would you get? How much would you get paid to be a Nutella taster? Be the envy of so many, a dream job, especially since they say no experience necessary. But you have to want to eat a lot of chocolate, I would imagine, right? So that would be the one side of it. Would you get tired of doing that after a while? You know, it seems like it'd be great. It's like when you work, and everybody knows this, when you work in a restaurant, people say, oh, those great dishes where you're always eating what's at the restaurant. I worked in a deli when I was in college at Ohio University. Get the name of it, Hole in the Wall. So, do you think I was eating deli meat all the time? No. In the beginning, of course, and he told us to. Make a sandwich, and then because they know. No, you get tired of it after a while, especially if it's kind of the same things you're serving over and over and over again. Coming up, Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan will join us, and Phil Romano as well. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. South Side Chicago gun violence has boiled over in bloodshed this weekend, including the neighborhoods of Lawndale, West Humboldt Park, and South Austin. Four people are dead and 35 have been injured from gunfire. One clergyman saying,
"This is just out of control right now. You want a war zone? You don't have to go to Afghanistan or Iraq. There's a war zone going on right now."
Police Chief Fred Waller,
"We have an environment where people do not feel any repercussions for using guns to commit violence, and thus these weapons flow freely onto our streets."
There are speculations the number of incidents overnight were fueled by the unusually hot weather in Chicago, sending more people out into the streets than usual. The forecast is expected to stay in the 80s once again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The show, Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan. She's written a book called The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. Cheryl, first of all, thanks so much for coming on. And I got to tell you this, when I first saw the title and I didn't read what it was about, I just thought of all kinds of really interesting images of what this could be about. Or do you get that from a lot of people? I love the title. In other words, it's very provocative.
Thank you. Thank you. What I mostly get from people is that intimidated by the word sacred geometry. So it's kind of like both. I've got the tapestry of me, which is very soft, and then the profound sacred geometry with it. So it just came to me.
You say the book is about a way to find truth that's within ourselves. I love that. So flesh that idea out for us more.
Well, I have come to the understanding that we're born with knowing. And through growing up in our cultures and our family, blah, 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 we lose that knowing. And so my book is a way to bring a perspective that allows people to go back to their original knowing that they were born with. And a lot of it, it's the human vessel, our body, that actually holds a lot of power, energy, consciousness that we never allowed ourselves to connect with.
Yeah, and why do you think that is? Is it because of the world we live in, or how did we lose that?
Well, mostly because of the world we live in, yes, and the pre-designed society that we are born into, and in order to cope with survival, we lose that. Especially as children, you know, we have to depend on our parents and our guardians to guide us into adulthood. And the only thing, the only way they know how is what they know. And so therefore, in order to cope with that, we have to forget what we are born with and take on the beliefs of our culture and our societies and our families.
Yeah. So to tap into our truth, tap into what's within ourselves, give us some ways that we can do that. Because I can imagine listening to this, there's some people who hopefully they go and get your book. But in doing that, what will be some of the things that we can learn that can help us tap into it?
Well, the first thing to do is to change the perception. And I don't really mean change, but to shift our perception. You know, it goes with the concept, you know, four people witness an accident, and depending on where they are standing, a different story is told and seen. So in our everyday lives, we kind of gear ourselves to have the same perception on what we experience. Only from what we're taught on how to perceive. And you want to allow yourself to venture into a different perspective. And so really my book is about showing a different perspective on how to experience daily life. And especially ourselves. And the book is focused on the self. Everything that goes on around us really doesn't matter if we aren't in tune with our own personal experiences.
Yeah, we're speaking with Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan. The book is called The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. So how do we do that? How do we tap more into ourselves?
Again, it's first allowing yourself to experience a different perspective. And then once you allow, and this kind of brings about avenues on how to see different perspectives. And then, so it's kind of like a vulnerability. You have mm-hmm. to allow yourself to be vulnerable to what else is available to you. That really is the first step. And then going into, there's so much information available to us. So you go into allowing yourself to venture into some of that information and then feel, and this is where you use discernment, feel on whether that resonates with you, is if that's something that you're willing to go into. I'm not one that gives exact ways of doing anything because we're such individuals and we have our own things going on in our lives and we've signed up for so many different things that there's just no way, one way is the answer for anybody. So what I try to do is present different avenues to guide people through it, but really it's individual choices that people make and what they allow themselves to go into and what they don't.
Yeah, and you know, it takes, and for a lot of people, certainly, it takes courage to be vulnerable, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I mean, when we hear the vibration, we know when you hear the word vulnerability, the vibration that we've been taught is to have a fear of it. That makes us weak. A lot of negative energies are connected to that. But really, vulnerability is our empowerment. It empowers us to make choices for ourselves and what we are feeling. And it's important to understand that the body, because of the consciousness the organic consciousness of our body really is our guide, is the true guide, not any teacher, not any leader or guru or whatever you want to call them. Those aren't our guides. Our guide is our body. Our body will feel whether this is something that we want to venture into and discover.
How tough was it for you to do that? Because this is obviously something that you sought out and something that you started to do. And you asked yourself the question, what does it mean to me, right?
Correct. That when I started to ask myself, what do these experiences mean to me? That's when my life changed. And what, what I learned is that I could feel it. And a lot of people, when they talk about the heart center, because the heart center is really the foundation of our being as a human, because that's where we process a lot of our humanness, is through the heart. And I call it the heart mind. And again, you know, when you go into that vulnerability, when you receive information, the body will either feel safe or it won't. And if you allow yourself to trust what you are feeling, then you allow yourself to be even more vulnerable and go into the information.
Yeah, and going into the information, so that's interesting. How did it change your life?
Well, it changed my life quite a bit. So I pretty much did a 180. And instead of viewing myself as a victim to my circumstances and the situational of my life, I view myself as a sovereign being in control and creating my life. So everything that I experience when I go into, okay, what does this mean to me? I understand, and I get answers, and a lot of my answers come through what I feel. And when we allow ourselves to connect with what we, how we feel, we actually can, in the in your third eye or your mind's eye, you will see just exactly how these experiences are connected throughout your life. And what it means to you. What did it mean to you?
Wow, how powerful was it when you realized that you got yourself to that point?
Well, I will tell you that, you know, a lot of, we hear a lot about freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I actually felt true freedom. I was no longer attached to societal situations. I was free.
I love that. So in writing the book, what did it, to put all this into the book had to feel pretty good too as well. What was that like doing the journey of doing the book?
Well, it was a little difficult because when I started studying sacred geometry, not really understanding what it was about, I just had a feeling that it was something I wanted to know. And what I was receiving were concepts. And so I would get these concepts and I had to bring them down into linear words. And so it was a bit difficult, but then again, once I captured the concept and the words started coming, it just flowed. It was very easy. So I enjoyed it because to be able to take a concept and put it into words was very beautiful.
Perfect place to end this. Cheryl Ann O'Callaghan, The Tapestry of Me Through Sacred Geometry. You can pick it up wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, etc. Cheryl, thanks so much.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Kate Delaney, Forbes Books at Bedtime, here with the incomparable, unbelievable Phil Romano, who I'm proud to say I'm part of the network bar, and I'm watching this thing really explode. And I'll tell you what, I don't know where you're listening to us across the country, but because we have millions of listeners, but you're going to hope that you get to have a network bar wherever you're listening. And of course, if you're in Dallas, you can come down to the network bar, and if you're lucky and you get sponsored, you can come and be a part of the network bar. So Phil, let's talk about how this concept came about. What created the idea for the network bar for you?
Well, I think for any concept to be successful, it's got to solve a problem. And you know, the thing that's emerged in my old days, they used to call it marketing. Now it's networking. You know, so and people are networking, and they need tools to network. And you know, looking at like Dallas, for example, there's maybe a bunch of networking groups around, but they're all fragmented, like fraternities and sororities. They don't communicate with each other. So what we want to do is kind of give them a might call it a country club where everybody could go to and meet each other and so forth. So we built a nice, you know, actually just a tool. The network bar is just a tool. And we got it really nice inside. We got restoration hardware, a nice bar, a dining room. We got about 8,000 square feet, very comfortable, low chairs, low tables, and so forth. And what we've done is we put a lock on the front door. Okay, and the only way you get in was an app on your telephone. We have, you know, three memberships. It's a membership deal because you want to keep it kind of exclusive. And we have a membership from 21 to 30. It's a junior member. We charge them $500 a year. And you know, over 30, it's $1,000 a year. 70 year older, we give them a membership under four conditions. One, they've got to have had a substantial business, successful. Two, be an officer in a major corporation. Three, they got to be a professional. And four, they got to buy a membership for a junior member at $500. And then they got to also got to volunteer to be a mentor, because we have a mentor program going here. And these mentors, you know, for the old people, they like it. They had members, mentors when they were in business, and they remember their mentors, and they want to be a mentor. They have nothing to do anymore, some of them, you know, so they want to get involved. So stay involved in business. So what we do is have our membership, and when they have a situation, our members, to say, well, you know, I'm doing something I've never had to think about before. My business is growing so fast. How do I grow it? What do I need? And all that. So we got a form they fill out and goes to our facilitator. And that facilitator will set them up a meeting with the mentor. But this mentor, they can't go directly to the mentor. But the facilitator will set it up, and they'll set them up with a mentor that was in the same business, successful, that this guy is having a problem with. So it's like you're talking to somebody that's really done it. At the same time, you may be talking to him, and nine times out of ten, it's probably a money problem.
Uh-huh.
And this mentor will say, well, this guy's really got a good business. It's going. It's an opportunity. And he may come back to the network and say, hey, you know, we got angel investors here. We might take a look at it. We may help this person, you know, and help them become successful and so forth. So it's really, there's a lot of, I guess, social benefits and to networking, you know, and this is one of them, you know, really. And then we also have what you call Shark Tank and episodes here too. You know, young people, all the ideas are coming from young people now.
Mm-hmm.
Our average age in here now is 40 years old. And but the younger and the older, but they come up with businesses that are good ideas, and they can present it, they can make their presentation. We got people that are looking for ideas, looking for something. So that's also a real plus, an opportunity for it.
What's the ultimate goal? I mean, what would be the? I mean, you're a driven man. You can tell that from all your businesses and what you've done. I can tell you go for the brass ring. What's the brass ring for you in the end to see what's happening here in Dallas? What do you want to see happen with the Network Bar concept?
You know, first things first, we got to get this thing to be successful. Right now, it looks it's on a track. Okay, we've been over 5 months, I think. We got over 600 members are going now. So it's come along real well. We got to make this very successful. And when we do it and get it successful, then we say, okay, how do we grow it? What do you do with it? You know, any successful concept that's out there, you know, to protect it, you got to get market penetration. That's probably the best way to protect anything, through market penetration. So how do we get market penetration to something like this? Well, once we get it set, we got it now, we got it canned, that's the first one working well, now you go off and we license it. We license it to maybe a hotel chain. We go to this hotel chain and say, okay, for every city that you get one of your hotels, you can put a Network Bar there, okay? Now you got it there, and now that becomes networked with Dallas, and Dallas becomes networked with them, and we got everybody at their disposal, you know, here for them, and vice versa. So it kind of works out nice, and that way we could really get out there as fast as we could build them. We could probably do it. So that's probably one of the things we're going to try to achieve and go forward with.
Yeah, for you, what? And if you take me back to the very beginning, what was it that drove you to do what you do? Did you have a mentor? How did you get a leg up when you were a kid, when you started?
Well, to be honest with you, my mentor was my father. he was a hardworking man, middle class. You know, I remember I was in college, and I had karate schools when I was in college, and I was about ready to graduate, and I had, you know, this guy I was teaching, his little kid was in restaurant business. He says, hey, you want to get in the restaurant business with me? And he said, Yeah, you know, so I sold my karate schools, all the American boys' dream, all this food and women and booze, you know. I'm all for it, you know, young and going. So I went in business with him, and I sold my karate schools, went in business with him. And this guy was a jerk. You know, no business skills whatsoever. Just, you know, he's been in the restaurant business and had something going for it, but he no people skills. You know, that's out of college. You know, and I was service motivation prompts a good business. You know, I wasn't worried about making profit. I was worried about giving the people something they really wanted. You know, and get sales and then to make money out of it. But anyway, come to shove, and he's going to buy me out. I was going to buy him out. So I didn't have any money, and I said, well, and I said, I'm probably not going to be able to buy him out, and maybe you buy me out and I'll just go on my way. So my father comes up to me, and he's a hardworking middle class man. He's an electrician. And he says, well, I'll get the money for you. Being Italian, I was wondering where he's going to get the money. You know, Dad, don't worry about it. I'll take care of it. Don't worry. He says, I'll get the money for you. So he came back. He said, okay, I got the money. I said, where'd you get it? He says, I mortgaged our home. And I said to myself, wow. To this day, I say it's not the sweet smell of success that makes you work hard. It's the fear of failure. The fear of failure motivates you. And you don't want that to fail, so you work your butt off to make that thing work. Now, being scared paralyzes you. And that's what I've done. I just, the fear of failure just, it keeps me going. Even, you know, to anything I do today, you know, I'm going to fail on this one. Maybe it's going to hurt my reputation, maybe. So it's all that fear that's there that makes you motivate you, makes you do things just beyond and above.
Yeah.
What is your, I mean, obviously you've had lots of wins, but what is the biggest win you've ever had?
Well, the biggest win I've ever had is my son. Bringing him up. I brought him up like a business, by the way. This is funny. I brought him up like a business. I used to drive him to school every morning, and I used to tell him, Sam, I said, there's five things you have to be a good person. One, you got to have principles. And he taught him that principles were sticking to your deal. Number two, you got to have responsibility, be responsible for making the right decision, and be responsible for the consequences. Number three, you got to have integrity. Okay, you can't lie. You got to be honest. You don't lie to yourself. And number four, you got to communicate. You got to tell people how you feel. Don't let them tell you how you should feel, how they feel. You tell them how you feel and why you feel the way you feel. Communicate. And number five has three things in it: God, patriotism, and charity. I said, now if you have all five of these things, you're going to pick friends that have that too. And you're gonna, and they're gonna pick you as a friend. Now you got a peer group to exist in and go with, you know, and everything else. Now, when you think about that, you know, any great business, a good business, has to have the same value system.
Right.
You know, it has to have that same value system in order. It's got to have charity. It's got to have patriotism. It's got to, you know, be responsible. It's got to have integrity. It's got to have all these things. You know, have principles. It's got to have that in order to be a good, viable business. So, you know, like I said, I keep saying I brought him up like a business. But he's a good kid. He's 22 years old. He's getting ready to graduate from Syracuse University. He plays lacrosse at Syracuse, you know. So I'm very proud of him. Everybody that's ever met him said, wow, he's a real good boy. So I'm very proud of him.
I love that sentiment. Bill, thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code RADIO at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.